let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Odanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Odanta Forbes. OdantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Odanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Interesting article by Christopher Elliott, and we've had him on our podcast, on our show a number of times. And so he has ElliottConfidential.com, where he talks about all kinds of travel-related things, and he came up with an interesting concept, a dress code for for flying. And I've always thought this would be a good idea. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, yes, because as he mentions in his article, people who dress better behave better, or dress nicely and appropriately, they are more behaved. And an effective dress code, or at least a dress recommendation, would set a standard for appropriate in-flight attire.
Yeah, and he talks about, you know, unruly passengers, and this might be a way of maybe lessening the situation of unruly passengers. I don't know if that's true, but I think it would. I think he's right in saying, and many psychologists, as he points out in his article, say people have a tendency, if they dress better, to behave better, and I kind of believe that.
Right. And I think it comes to pass because there's actually facts that are showing that a number of unruly passenger incidents have shot up by 47% in 2022. And this is according to a new report by IATA. And the organization reported that one rudely incident for every 568 flights last year, up from one per 835 flights in 2021. So, you know, maybe it's a leftover from COVID and wearing masks that people think that they can act out at will. But I like shopping. So it's anywhere I get to wear new clothes and it's on a plane, I'm happy.
Yeah. And I get the whole idea. People say, oh, I want to be comfortable and, you know, I don't want to have to wear a suit. No one's saying you have to wear a suit or a dress or anything like that. There is a lot of nice clothing that is very comfortable. So you can combine the two. And when you do dress better, like there is a psychological effect. When you dress nicer, you feel better. You have more confidence. You're just, I don't know. So if everybody's in the same boat, it's just nicer.
Right. And more important to you is that, or like you as a traveler, is that the better that well-dressed passengers get treated better. So the well-dressed, polite passengers could get more upgrades, freebies, latitude, and respect from the cabin crew. So it's different than wearing, you know, going on a plane with what looks like your pajamas. You just, it'd be nice just to, I think clean and neat and odor-free is important.
Oh, yeah. Well, it reminds me of a story. A friend of mine, I was meeting him in Vancouver. It was for the Cruise 360 conference. I don't know if you've ever been to that, but it's a whole conference with cruise lines and everything. But I was meeting him in Vancouver. He missed his flight. And so I said, it's no big deal. I was at a restaurant just sitting, waiting for him. I said, I'll just sit and wait for you. And then we'll go to our hotel or whatever. So he shows up and he showed up in gym shorts, like literally gym shorts and a tank top.
Oh, dear.
Like a sleeveless tank top that you would wear in the gym. And I was just looking at him and going, and I didn't say anything because, you know, I didn't want to be rude or anything. But I was thinking, like, well, holy, like, did you just come from the gym straight to the airport? And I don't want to sound pretentious or anything like that. And I get it that, you know, comfort is an issue for people when they want to fly and everything. But to wear your gym shorts... I mean, just wear a pair of pants. That would be okay. Or even just, you know, you can get some pretty nice dressy sweatpants nowadays, if that's the case, that almost look like dress pants, right? So no one's saying you have to wear a tuxedo or anything like that. And as Christopher Elliott points out, one, you know, how, like, I don't know how you're going to, you know, create a code of a standard, you know, it's because one person's standard may not be up to the another person, right? So,
I'm glad you brought that because I bet you a lot of travelers don't know that when you purchase a ticket, there's actually a contract that's part of that ticket. So, and that includes what they expect for a dress. And so it's called a contract of carriage. And so for an example, American Airlines require that their passengers behave appropriately and respectfully and dress appropriately, which it means no barefoot feet or offensive clothing. So you can't wear something that's racist or have an inappropriate gesture or like a hand gesture on your clothing. And Delta Airlines says that they won't transport passengers whose conduct, attire, hygiene, or odor creates an unreasonable risk of offense or annoyance to other passengers. And again, no barefoot feet. So it kind of goes on from there, as far as different airlines throughout the world that do this. So it's not something that isn't expected, but people may not realize that it actually is in the contract you really create with that airline when you purchase a ticket from them.
And I was just going to add too, is like, there's what's wrong with dressing up, right? Like looking nice. I think that our society in general has kind of taken a downward trend in that direction. I come from the cruise line world, and I used to love the formal nights. Yeah, because these people would be all dressed up, and they would look so nice, right? Even the semi-formal nights were nice.
Well, I think most important is that remember you're in a public place. You're not at home. You're not at your buddy's place. And even we're seeing a lot of increase with non-revenue passengers, so people who fly on points. And it's important that like some airlines actually say for people who are non-revenue, the dress code is relaxed and casual, and you will be expected to present a clean, well-groomed, and tasteful appearance. So I think it does. People may think, well, just because I'm on a free ticket, it doesn't apply to me, but it probably applies to you more because hopefully you're getting points that are putting you in business class.
Yes, exactly. And again, back to my point about the cruise lines. When I did work with them, they would even point out that you're representing us, even when you're on an aircraft, dress appropriately. And I used to wear a suit anyways because I didn't have to pack it, so it's just one less thing I didn't have to put in my suitcase. But yeah, I think it's an interesting concept that people want, and we did post it on Facebook too. It's from Chris Elliott, is Elliott Confidential website, Elliott Confidential, which you can sign up for if you want. It's a newsletter, ElliottConfidential.com, with two L's, a dress code for flying. He says yes, I said yes, and it sounds like you say yes, and
Oh, yeah.
I think it would be a good idea.
Absolutely.
Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. Her website is onantaforbes.com. Always fun to chat with you, Onanta. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good week.